This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products or business or a health challenge that you or a loved one is dealing with, 844-236-6010 is our number. We want to be your go-to resource for all things health and nutrition. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our second segment. We've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Ellie Phillips, DDS, who practices Bright Side Dentistry. I say that slightly facetiously because everything she talks about is everything we talk about on this program. And we're going to have a conversation with Dr. Phillips about her new book, Mouth Care Comes Clean, and talk about some of her against the mainstream, out of the mainstream ideas on how to take care of your teeth. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. And then we'll take your phone calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470 or head to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can order longevity products or sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team by calling 866-735-2470 or clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. For a one-time $25 fee, you can be in business for yourself, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, you can do that as well. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or go to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to check out truthtreatments.com. We've got free shipping for the next few weeks, and also new products up. Our retinol spot treatment for dabbing on blemishes. If you dab it on your blemish to be on a red spot, you won't even get the blemish. If you do have a blemish or a pimple and you dab retinol on it, you'll accelerate the healing dramatically and reduce or eliminate the risk of post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. You can also use our retinol spot treatment for spot treating dark spots. Retinol is a wonderful skin lightener. It's the best skin lightener. And it's an anti-aging, non-toxic skin lightener, unlike hydroquinone, which is drug skin lightener. Hyperpigmentation doesn't seem like it would be a big deal, but it's probably next to acne. I would have to say dark spots, melasma, hyperpigmentation are the number one skin complaint that people have. Maybe dry skin. Acne, dry skin, and hyperpigmentation, too much pigment, which should always be regarded as a cortisol issue and an estrogen issue, a hormonal issue, not a topical issue. But you can lighten the skin topically using healthy, intelligent, functional strategies. And by healthy, I mean non-drug strategies. And by functional and intelligent, I mean strategies that work plus have benefits instead of toxicity. That's why we have our retinol spot treatment made with retinol, vitamin C, vitamin E, all very wonderful skin lighteners, and salicylic acid, another great skin lightener, and medium chain triglycerides, and that's it. Only five ingredients in the product. It's basically a delivery system for retinol, vitamin C, and vitamin E, and salicylic acid. You can find out all about it, as well as our other Truth products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, we've been talking about the nature of electricity, which I think is very underappreciated, which I know is very underappreciated. Chemistry works because of electricity. If you don't understand electricity, you're not going to be able to take advantage of the chemistry. You got to understand the foundation if you're going to be able to leverage or take advantage of or work correctly and intelligently with the levels above the foundation. Got to understand the foundation. The basics are electricity. We talk about chemistry, and we're very ignorant about chemistry because we don't understand electricity, unless you've been listening to this program, and I know I've been talking about it for a while, but it's really super-duper important. The body is like a machine in the sense that it has organic, living gears and wheels, and these gears and wheels are driven like the gears and wheels in your car by energy. The energy comes from food. Food is supposed to contain pure energy and delivery systems for pure energy. Proteins, fats, and carbohydrates release energy, vitamins, minerals, and a few other things, enzymes perhaps. Act as temporary holding places for that energy that's released from protein, fats, and carbs. If you get protein, fats, and carbs without the holding, the temporary holding spots, your body's not going to be able to use the energy. But because we don't speak the language of electricity, we don't even think about that unless you're listening to this program, because we talk about it all the time. As a healthcare professional, I think it's irresponsible not to be talking about electricity, or at least understanding electricity. So electrical energy is basically what we're talking about. But there's a way that electrical energy is delivered in the body that's very fascinating. Electricity is delivered, as we said in the last couple shows, we said it was delivered in the form of, one of the forms anyway, one of the ways electricity is delivered is in electrolytes. Potassium and calcium and magnesium, obviously the term electrolytes tells you you're dealing with something electrical. When magnesium in a certain form, or calcium or sodium or chloride or sulfate or other electrolytes get put into liquid, they become electrically active. When you take your Beyond Tangy Tangerine and put it in liquid, it becomes an electrically active drink. Not only because of the sodium and the potassium and the calcium, but because of the plant-derived minerals. The plant-derived minerals are electrical. Plant-derived minerals, minerals that come from plants, which originally came from microbes in the soil, are very very electrolytic. In fact, they're polyelectrolytic. They are polyelectrolytes. Poly means many. An electrolyte, like magnesium, that's one electrolyte. But in plants and in the soil, via the action of microbes, bacteria, rocks from the earth are turned into polyelectrolytes, long chains of electricity, long chains of electrolytes. And these polyelectrolytes have completely different properties. They have unusual properties, unique properties that regular electrolytes don't have. Because they are long chains of electricity, they are, in essence, electrical fields, long-chain electrical fields, because wherever you have electricity, you have a field. A field is like an emanation, a cloud of electricity. So electricity flows in the wire of the polyelectrolytes, but then there's a cloud of electrolytes around them. There's a cloud of electricity around them, I should say. So these polyelectrolytes are long chains of electricity, electrolytes, and above them and below them is a cloud of electricity, and that gives these things incredibly important properties. Not just for us, but for plants. For plants and for us, for biology and for botany. These long-chain polyelectrolytes with these electrical fields are tremendously important and tremendously relevant for farmers and for human beings who want to be healthy. because these long chains of electrically active clouds of polyelectrolytes that come in the soil, we're going to talk about these for the next few days, by the way, are not only electrical, they're also magnetic, because wherever you have electricity, you have magnetism. So they're like long chain magnets. You think that's going to be relevant? You better believe it is. Super, super health relevant. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pin.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls this segment if we have any. If you guys have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, skin health questions, been doing skin health and skin health product formulation now in a compounding pharmacy setting as well as in a over-the-counter type of setting for 30-plus years, 35 years almost. Let's see, 35 years, 30, going on 36 years. And I've learned a lot about how you make skincare products and what the skin is. I worked for the Blistex Corporation back in the 1980s. My job was a low man on the totem pole, going to the library and doing research and washing the dishes and making the formulas and doing the animal testing. Oh, my God, that was a horrific experience. Anyway, we learned a lot about how you take care of the skin. Then I started a compounding pharmacy where we made skincare products for people who had problem skin. What I discovered was when you make products that heal the skin gets more beautiful, the skin gets more healthy, the skin gets more youthful, the skin gets more moisturized, the wrinkles start to fade, and the fine lines start to disappear, and the dark spots improve. When you make the skin healthy, it looks beautiful. That's why you want all your skin health products, your skincare products, to be skin health products. That's why you want to know if your skincare product works on a cut, helps speed the healing of a cut. If your skincare product can help speed the healing of a cut, I'm not talking about antibiotics, I'm talking about like nutrition, basically. That's your marker for an effective skincare product, because healing is beauty. In fact, when we want to be beautiful, what we're really talking about is demonstrating to the world that we are healthy. That's what beautiful skin really is about. That's why we want beautiful skin, so we can demonstrate to the world that we're healthy. That's why women wear makeup. And so they can demonstrate to the world, so women can demonstrate to the world that they're healthy and fertile. That's why women wear lipstick. That's why we do everything, is to show the world we're healthy and we're fertile. That's why, because back in the day, if you weren't healthy, and you were a woman and you weren't fertile, you got kicked out of the tribe. So being healthy and fertile, from a genetic and an evolutionary perspective, is hardwired. The desire for that is hardwired into us. That's what the beauty business is all about. What I say is, let's make the skin healthy, and it will be beautiful. Of course, internal nutrition is always the most important for making any part of the body healthy, including the skin. And you can't have a healthy liver and a healthy heart and a healthy spleen, healthy lungs and a healthy digestive system if you don't have the right nutrition. And likewise, you can't have healthy, i.e., beautiful skin if you're not taking care of your nutrition. And that includes staying away from anything that whacks out your digestive system. All right, got plenty of lines open, 844-236-6010. Trying to decide if I want to continue talking about these polyelectrolytes or read a story here. Polyelectrolytes, I'm just saying one really cool thing about the polyelectrolytes, because they're long chains of electricity, they're made by bacteria in the earth. Bacteria take dirt, they take rock, that is planet Earth. Earth is a big rock spinning around in outer space, just like the moon is. It's a big rock. It's a big dead rock with one exception. On the top of the Earth, there's a very slender, very tiny sliver of living material. It's called soil. And that living material is basically the end result of the action of microbes on the rock. The microbes eat the rock. They eat the rock that is planet Earth in a process called humification. And we will be talking about this. This is extremely fascinating. And if you read any of the latest papers on the origins of life on Earth, you'll find that scientists now believe that the origins of life began in electrically active dirt. Clays, they call them. Electrically active dirt are clays. Clays are super electrically active. Dirt doesn't have to be a clay to be electrically active, but clays are mega, mega electrically active. Anything that forms a clay is so electrically active that it's actually literally thought that that's where life began on planet Earth. Interestingly, it says in the Bible that human beings came from the dirt. Interestingly, humification has the same root as human. Humification, the process of vivifying or animating or bringing livingness to Earth, has the same root as human. No coincidence, I think. So anyway, we're going to talk about all that and the magnetic nature, which can really be leveraged by skincare as well as by in terms of food and nutrition. Topical skincare can utilize the magnetic nature of these compounds. And that's what True Skin Health is all about, by the way. And we will definitely be talking about that in the coming days. 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. We've got John on the phone. So let's say good morning. What's up, John? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey, good morning, Ben. Listen, a friend of mine tells me that about a month ago, her mouth and lips began having a very salty taste, and it sort of flavors everything that she eats. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it. It's sometimes a sign of something called thrush, which is a yeast infection in the mouth. But she would notice that there were other signs. Did she notice any infection signs? It could have to do with the wrong kind of bacteria. Usually that's not going to happen on its own. There's going to be something else going on. The mouth, as we're going to talk about with Dr. Phillips next segment, the mouth contains lots of organisms. These organisms are not supposed to make salt, but the wrong kind can make salt. And if she has a problem with the organisms in her mouth, she could have overload of yeast, the wrong kind of bacteria. That could possibly do that. But she would know that there were other symptoms. Does she have anything else going on?
Oh, goodness. Well, yeah, she's got a lot of things.
You know, that's what you want to look at. It's kind of funny when somebody has all these things going on, but they're concerned about the salty taste in their mouth. You know, she'd be more concerned.
It's something that really sort of bothers her daily, all the time.
Well, it's a sign that her body's breaking down, basically. She's being colonized by the wrong microbes. I'd be working on, whenever that happens, whenever you have yeast infections, thrush, microbial infections of any kind, chronic infections, dental problems, and it doesn't seem like that there'd be a digestive component, but there is via this good bacteria, bad bacteria, good bacteria and yeast connection. So anytime bacteria overgrow anywhere in the body or yeast overgrow anywhere in the body, like you have chronic yeast, a lot of people tell me they have chronic yeast infections, what do I take? You got to work with the microbiome, which is your good guy bacteria that live in the gut. And that means all the digestive things we talk about all the time on this program. That's how
I would be doing it. I'll pass that on to her. Another thing, I've heard you mention this before, and I can't remember exactly what you said about it, but I find that I have very tiny sort of pinhead size red spots.
Petechiae on your skin?
Say it again.
Petechiae, they call them, or petechiae.
That's a
couple things could be going on. It's, believe it or not, it doesn't look like it, and you don't even think of it that way, but it's inflammation. It's microinflammation. It doesn't look like there's anything inflamed there, but from a microscopic perspective, there's inflammation going on. And that's causing the blood vessels to become weak and to break and the connective tissue to thin, and you're actually seeing broken blood vessels in there. So that's a sign that you want to start building your connective tissue and a sign that you're inflaming. It's not a serious thing, but it's a sign. So all the anti-inflammatory things we talk about, the digestive system, high doses of vitamin C, and then also the Healthy Star Pack, of course, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Wish I had more time, but we are at the end of the clock here. Thanks, John, for your call. Appreciate it. Got Dr. Ellie Phillips coming up in the next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're handing the war over to a genocidal dictator.
Retired Marine Corps General John Allen there, referring to the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. As the retired general says, President Trump is wrong to withdraw U.S. ground forces from Syria.
We're handing it over to Vladimir Putin, who is fully in favor of our departing, and we're undercutting an ally.
The president's decision causing another former general, now Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, to announce he'll be retiring in February. Also upset that the president is calling for a halving of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. A partial government shutdown could begin at midnight now after the U.S. House did approve a spending bill including over $5 billion for the president's border wall, something that 49 Democrats in the Senate promised to be voting against, meaning it wouldn't pass in that chamber. This is USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gift. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back. Excuse me. We're back on the bright side, talking to Dr. Ellie Phillips. Her new book is Mouth Care Comes Clean. And Dr. Phillips and I have a lot in common, as it turns out, about our philosophies of how you take care of the body, excuse me, the digestive connection to good health, how it's the same thing over and over again, dynamic balance, as Dr. Phillips calls it, the idea that the body goes back and forth with chemical reactions or go both ways. Chemical reactions go into the breakdown mode and the build-up mode, and all you got to do if you're breaking down too fast is reverse the pathway. The body can turn on a dime, but we got to turn on a dime. And Dr. Phillips believes that as well as I do. So please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Ellie Phillips. What's up, Ellie?
Hi, Bob. That okay? So great to talk with you.
Okay, I didn't put words in your mouth now. Did I say everything okay?
No, you said exactly. I don't know how I came across you or we met, but it's just phenomenal to find somebody because I've really found anybody who says exactly the same thing.
Yeah, because the truth is the truth, Dr. Phillips. The truth is the truth, and like you said to me earlier, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see this stuff, but you have to have your eyes open to see this stuff. You know, there are none so blind as those who will not see. Go ahead.
I think you said one time something very interesting about I used to teach more about the chemistry of the mouth, and it was when I actually learned more about the biology in the mix with the chemistry. When you have
microbes.
A biochemistry,
you
can't really refute what goes on because it's just the truth.
give me a little taste of how you see the microbiome that exists in the mouth. It's like it has to be huge, right? There's got to be billions and billions, maybe trillions of bacteria.
It's incredible. And one of the things that is so misunderstood and still misunderstood by dentistry, I mean, most people, if you ask most people, how do you take care of your teeth? You brush, floss, and go to the dentist, right? I mean, that's the average person's idea of doing, and maybe diet, you know, giving up sugar or something. But the real fact of the matter is there are over 700, maybe more, closer now to 900 kinds of good bacteria that are essential
species
in a healthy mouth. And I think so far the number of bad bacteria, kind of like a dozen, I mean, maybe slightly more, but there are
just want to say this one thing. The vast majority of bacteria, which, you know, you and I think you're about my age, we grew up that they were germs. The vast majority of germs or bacteria are good, like 90%, 95% of bacteria are good bacteria. It's just a small percentage that gets the bad press.
That's right. And, of course, dentistry has spent the last 100 years on a mission to kill and destroy. And the problem is that in the mouth, the mouth is a little different from the digestive biome because it's designed to be a frontier, to be a protection for us.
Yeah.
And
what
happens is these good bacteria get meshed into woven in this web of, they're actually little proteins out of your saliva, to form a protective film. And, of course, dentistry has always seen biofilm as a terrible thing, and you've got to break it up, and you've got to
scrape
it off.
It kills the biofilm.
What you got to do is have a healthy biofilm.
Yeah.
And I agree that 95 to 98% of people in America have infected biofilms.
How come?
And if you're not going to do
How come, Dr. Phillips?
Well, how come? Because there are lots of factors. And the fact is that keep you, it's probably easier to talk about what keeps you on the bed. Again, you mentioned that it's dynamic. If we could start with a baby, and if the baby was infected, you know, as the mother kisses the baby, if the baby was infected with healthy bacteria at the very start of life and being fed breast milk and was born vaginally so that head first down the birth canal, those babies always, you know, they have an alkaline environment in which the right bacteria start to grow. Babies born by C-section we always knew this in dentistry, had worse dental health.
Mm.
It wasn't until recently that we could put the whole thing together. It's what are the first bacteria to establish themselves in the mouth? And you have these various windows of opportunity right at the start when a baby is born, as the teeth erupt, you know, and once you've infected a couple of teeth, the next teeth get infected by those first teeth. So the initial infection is really important. I guess we should call it colonization because it isn't a bad infection. It's a good infection. But then again, the mother has to have a healthy mouth.
And a healthy digestive.
Where's the horse? I mean,
probably
we have gone.
Doesn't she have to have a healthy digestive microbiome too? Does that have an impact?
Exactly. And one of the interesting things is that, and you know, I don't know which is the egg and which is the chicken, because a mother's oral health affects the baby's digestive microbiome in utero.
In utero.
And like the, most of the things that we have done in dentistry have not made people's mouths healthier.
What is
talk a lot about medicine in dentistry.
What about chlorine?
All those.
Chlorine?
Well, the problem is that filling, people think of filling deals with a dental problem called a cavity. A cavity is a symptom that you see in the mouth. The real problem is the underlying disease.
Mm.
And unless you deal with the underlying disease, you can patch and fill that, all the fillings you want to put in the mouth, they will never stay filled. It's an ongoing game. You will never win. Most 50% or more of the dental work done in America is repair of an existing dental restoration. It's an ongoing over and over and over again. And all those filling materials are toxic. I don't care if it's white. I don't care if it's silver. You don't want that in your mouth. You want healthy teeth. You want pristine teeth.
What's...
And today we have an epidemic of tooth decay in children under the age of 4.
What would you
pandemic,
say?
I think you could call it.
What would you say to somebody who gets cavities all the time? And their friends don't, or you know, people they know don't, and they happen to get cavities all the time. What would you attribute that to?
Well, you've got to look at what is going on. Is it, what is the risk factor? And it's always to do with this microbiome in the mouth. Are you feeding it sugar all day?
Mm.
Is it dried out because you have sinus problems and you're breathing through your mouth? Are your teeth configured in such a way that they get dry?
Go ahead.
The best liquid for repair, and we talked about this being a dynamic process. You know, you get damage. Every time you eat, you have damage.
What's
so
the best liquid?
So eat what you want, as far as I'm concerned. But at the end of the meal, you have to finish with a tooth-protective food. That is something that is non-acidic.
Like what?
Celery, cheese, xylitol.
Xylitol? Oh, we'll talk about it when we come back.
Great.
I also want to get to your book.
Yeah.
I love xylitol also. All right, we've got to take a break. Dr. Phillips, we're talking to Ellie Phillips. Her book is Mouth Care Comes Clean. And you can reach her at ellie@zellies.com. ellie@zellies.com. Website www.zellies.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side talking to Dr. Ellie Phillips. Her book is Mouth Care Comes Clean. Her website is www.zellies.com, Z-E-L-L-I-E-S.com. All right, so Dr. Phillips, real quick, I want to get into the book, but real quickly, what's your take on chlorine in the water and fluoride?
Well, the chlorine and fluorine are definitely toxic. I don't think we want to drink either one. But you know as well as I do that sodium chloride is table salt, right? It's salt. And you
right.
believe what I believe, that most people actually don't eat the right amount of salt. You need
right.
a certain amount, and it's a small amount.
It's salt for stress. The more stress you're under, the more salt you need.
Exactly. And the thing is, most people are terrified of salt, and they don't have enough because they've been told they shouldn't, and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of confusion about sodium chloride. In the same way, I don't want you to drink fluoride or fluorine or inhale it because it's toxic. But I believe the stable salt, which is sodium fluoride, is very akin in many ways to sodium chloride.
Huh.
That when it's used appropriately, and the difference with sodium fluoride is I think, I believe totally it should be a topical application to an adult tooth that needs help. You see, one of the problems for most people is it's black or white, and I don't believe that. I don't think a child shouldn't be drinking fluoride. I poison my own daughters with fluoride. They have thyroid problems. They have trouble conceiving. Their teeth were mottled.
Mm-hmm.
I did that to my own kids in the belief back in the 70s that it was a good thing to do. So I'm a mother who was infuriated to find that I had damaged my children's teeth by giving them fluoride to drink. So believe me, I am outspoken about we should not be putting artificial fluoride into our drinking water or giving it to small children. But on the other hand, I see many dentists who've taken, they haven't taken a middle ground. They've decided if you fluoride, yes or no. And they have patients whose teeth are falling apart, they're sensitive, they're breaking, they're getting cavities, they need crowns and root canals. And my argument would be that's insane. You've got more toxicity from a root canal, and you've got more damage to the mouth from an artificial crown and so on. Use a little bit of topical sodium fluoride. And there are so many kinds out there. Sodium fluoride is the most expensive, so it's usually not sodium fluoride that is promoted. I mean, a lot of toothpaste is stannous fluoride, which, as you know, is a tin-based fluoride. I would never recommend that. So it's specific. It's a very tiny amount and applied specifically to adult teeth to help them, because one of the things it does is it basically creates almost like an ionic charge so that the tooth attracts minerals.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about
saliva.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Tell me, talk to us about demineralization and remineralization.
This is the dynamic balance. Enough demineralization will create a cavity. I mean, that's really how a cavity forms. It's progressive demineralization, the pulling out of minerals from your teeth. And you ask me, what do I say to somebody who's always getting cavities? You know, if you tell me you're bankrupt, and the chances are you've pulled out more money from your bank account than you put in, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple.
You're in the red.
Simple with a bank account. And sometimes it's because you pull out little tiny bits all the time rather than one huge amount. And that's the same with teeth. Most of the damage, most of the sensitivity, most of the problems people have is because they have this consistent, too much damage, too little repair. And at the end of your day, that's your equation. How much damage have you done to your teeth versus how much repair? I mean, I'm all in favor of you drinking some lemon juice and citrus things, but citrus is pretty aggressive on your teeth, so drink it. Drink your citrus, but realize when you finish drinking, maybe have some xylitol. And the great thing about xylitol is it stimulates a flow of alkaline saliva, your own saliva, into your mouth. And I think, again, one of the things I love about you, Ben, is you talk about this thing where people think they have to drink water continuously. And drinking, sipping water 12 hours of the day is going to thin your saliva, and you're going to end up depleting. You're actually going to pull minerals out of your teeth.
Wow.
A lot of people's problems today is because they are constantly sipping something. I mean, water is bad enough, but if you have something that's acidic, and worse yet, something that's sugary, you're going to be in a terrible problem.
So, if somebody has, somebody comes to you and says, I need a root canal, what are alternatives? Are there any alternatives to that procedure?
Well, a root canal has been given a very bad rap. In the old days, when I'm pretty old, and I had a root canal, it used to be done with silver points. They used to put down silver, almost like needles, made of pure silver, down the root canal. And you and I know silver is antibacterial, so it was a really great filling for root canals. But it was expensive. And somebody brilliant came up with the idea that they could do just the same thing, only they could use plastic. And that happened probably in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s. And in that, from the 80s until quite recently, root canals were a mess. They were being done by people who were not experienced often because they were high price tag. They didn't have the equipment or the skills to really clean these canals properly. They were using a plastic with some toxic paste to fill these root canals. And so many people ended up with a kind of chronic infection at the end of a root canal. And then it was often retreated. And the worst ever are some of the retreatments. They used to sort of bore a hole in the side and put an amalgam filling in the end of the root. I mean,
what's a good way to have a root canal done? What do you recommend?
First of all, by an expert. And the expert has to be one of those artistic scientists. I don't know if you know what I mean, but
there's an art form
somebody
to
who
it.
Can. There's an art form. There's a skill level.
A surgeon, like a surgeon skill.
it's beautiful when it's done well, but it's rare to find. And I wouldn't just sit in the chair and have it done that morning when somebody tells you you need a root canal, and I would avoid it at all costs.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I say I am in favor of using, even though ideally, in the ideal world, I wouldn't think anyone should have to use fluoride of any form, but in order to protect our teeth and stimulate more natural healing, it speeds it up, basically.
What do you think about
you try to reverse a cavity, try not to have your fillings replaced by using sodium fluoride rinses and sodium fluoride toothpaste, and try to avoid dentistry as much as possible.
What's your take on oil pulling?
It's like so many things. You know, there are so many people with you know, what they think are great ideas. Baking soda is another one.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I was going to ask you about that next.
You don't want to have an acidic mouth. You don't want to have an acidic mouth, so okay, great. Let's have some baking soda. It's a pretty
alkaline. I was going to ask you that next.
One of the problems with baking soda is that it melts the proteins of this protective biofilm. And men usually can get away with it because for some reason men, nobody's ever told me that it's been measured, but I would leg a bet that men have more protein available in their saliva on the whole, healthy young men, than women. And if you're a woman who's just had chemo or something, you start using baking soda, you're going to have a terrible time.
So you don't recommend baking soda. I got a ton of questions here, Dr. Phillips. I want you, Doc. You got to answer quick because I got all these questions for you, and we're running out of time.
Okay.
We only got like 30 seconds. Oil pulling. Tell me about oil pulling.
Oil pulling. It appears it kills the good as well as the bad bacteria.
Ah, okay. So you can throw off the microbiome.
It's one thing. If you're in India and you've got gum disease, it's the best thing you can do. Get rid of the gum disease, but you'll have to do it for the rest of your life. It isn't, you know, the big difference between a healthy mouth and a clean mouth. And oil pulling will make your mouth clean, but I want you to cultivate the healthy bacteria, and you can't do that when you're oil pulling.
Got it.
So
Doc,
it
we're out of time. I got a ton more questions to ask. We're out of time. Her book is, Dr. Ellie Phillips, the book is Mouth Care Comes Clean. Great to talk to you. I knew it would be great to talk to you. Mouth Care Comes Clean, and you can get it off Amazon or, excuse me, is it on Kindle?
Kindle, yes.
You got on Amazon or Kindle. Her website is, zellies.com, Z-E-L-L-I-E-S. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Water is the